When Matt and Sam woke up the next morning, they were facing the muzzles of four very large caliber muskets. The Mexican soldiers wore tall hats with huge brass medallions on them and shiny brims, dark blue coats with brass buttons and white canvas webbing crisscrossing their chests, with another brass medallion at the point where the stark white bands crossed. Sam always thought of those as being good aiming points. But then, what did he know about military things? He was only an Indian. Polished black leather accoutrements dangled from the webbing on the soldiers' uniforms. And, ominously enough, there were very long, very sharply pointed bayonets affixed to the muskets.
Why are these bellboys here?
Sam glanced toward Matt and gave his blood brother a half smile, then returned his attention to the Mexicans.
What can we do for you?
Levántate! Sobre sus pies!
No, habla español.
What the devil was that?
I told him we don't understand.
You did?
I think so, maybe.
You think so? Do me a favor, brother. Don't go saying any more stuff that you aren't sure of. You might could tell them to shoot us and never know you'd said it.
Do any of you speak English?
The response from the Mexicans was silence. The leader, however, did motion with his bayonet, prompting the brothers to their feet.
I'm not real sure that I like this.
Local custom. They're trying to make us feel welcome.
Sure they are.
The smile, or perhaps the conversation, did not set well with one of the soldiers. The man jabbed Matt in the belly with his bayonet.
Hey!
Sam bristled and was tempted to have at their captors. He probably would have gone for his Colt, never mind that there were four rifles cocked and aimed his way, except his gun belt was rolled and lying on the blanket where he had been sleeping until these soldiers showed up.
Back off.
Are you all right?
Bruise, maybe, but it didn't break the skin. Hurts like the very devil, though.
They have four shots, Matt. And if those bayonets haven't been sharpened...
The Mexican gestured to indicate Matt and Sam should turn around. The hand motions they understood well enough, even if the language was not shared. Reluctantly, they turned around. Rough hands grabbed hold of the brothers' arms from behind. Matt had thoughts of a military-style execution by firing squad, and he would have been willing to bet that Sam did, too. He resisted the tug on his arms as the soldier behind him tried to pull Matt's wrists behind his back. If he only had his revolver... But of course, he did not. The best he would be able to do was to whirl around and try to overcome the soldiers before they could bring those long-barreled muskets to bear. Matt's heart turned to stone. He felt as if he had been suddenly stabbed through his heart. Sam. They'd shot Sam. Matt whirled, right fist cocked, left hand groping for something or someone to fend off. He stopped, stood upright, his mouth gaped open in sheer astonishment. All four Mexicans were on the ground. Sam was standing there unharmed. And seven Apache warriors stood over the fallen Mexicans. The soldiers looked considerably the worse for wear. Their fancy shakos with the glittering brass lay in the dust, and their rifles were now in the hands of the Apaches. One of the soldiers, the one who had been the leader, was dying. His throat had been slashed so deeply it was a wonder his head remained on his shoulders, and blood poured out of the gaping cut in his throat. The other three Mexicans were terrified. They had every reason to be. While Matt watched in open-mouthed astonishment, an Apache warrior took one of the soldier's own muskets and drove the bayonet socket deep into the Mexican's chest. The soldier fell, either already dead or mercifully passed out. The Apache contemptuously tossed the rifle butt aside. The bayonet was still stuck deep in the soldier's chest so that the musket wobbled and then stood partially upright, moving very slightly with the dying man's fading breaths. The remaining two soldiers turned and, much too late, tried to flee. Pairs of strong hands grabbed them, bore them to the ground, held them there while coal-faced Apache warriors slashed the scalps from the still-living Mexicans. Matt guessed they were too deep in shock to make a sound.